When you write a personalized Christian wedding ceremony, one of your most important responsibilities is deciding what to include, what to leave out, and what to refuse to say. Not every true detail belongs in a wedding ceremony. A couple may tell you about painful family conflict, former relationships, addiction history, divorce wounds, sexual struggles, grief, trauma, or deep spiritual confusion. As a minister, you may need to listen with compassion. Some of those details may shape your pastoral care, but they do not automatically belong in the public ceremony. The ceremony is not public therapy. It is not family confession. It is not the place to expose old wounds, embarrass relatives, or turn vulnerability into a dramatic moment. A wise officiant protects the couple's dignity. Here are some details that may belong in the ceremony: how the couple met, what they appreciate about each other, a shared commitment to faith, a meaningful family blessing, a scripture that has guided them, a brief story of perseverance, a funny moment that honors both people, or a simple testimony of gratitude. Here are some details that usually do not belong: private trauma, sexual history, addiction struggles, custody conflict, family shame, old romantic relationships, unresolved bitterness, embarrassing jokes, humiliating humor, or anything that the couple has not clearly given permission to share. And here are some things a Christian officiant may need to refuse to say. You may need to refuse language that redefines marriage apart from Scripture. You may need to refuse vows that are dishonest or impossible. You may need to refuse humor that humiliates the bride or groom. You may need to refuse spiritual language that treats romance as God. You may need to refuse postmodern lines such as, "Today, you create your own truth," or "Marriage is whatever you say it is." The couple's story matters, but Christian marriage is received, not invented. This is where Christian philosophy helps us. Marriage is not only emotional, it is also embodied, public, historical, legal, ethical, spiritual, social, and covenantal. If we reduce the ceremony to feelings, we distort it. If we reduce it to aesthetics, we cheapen it. If we reduce it to private identity, we detach it from God's design. The bride and groom come as embodied souls before God. Their bodies, emotions, families, memories, wounds, and hopes matter. But all of these must be interpreted under God's creation, design, and covenant word. For a one wedding officiant, keep the story section short and safe. Use only details you know are welcome. For an ordained wedding officiant, develop a careful intake process that asks, "May I share this publicly, and is there anything you do not want mentioned?" For a church staff minister, make sure the ceremony reflects the church's biblical witness. For a chaplain, protect privacy with extra care. Institutional settings often involve medical, family, or crisis details that should not become ceremony material. For a life coach minister or romance officiant, help the couple tell the truth without turning the ceremony into a coaching session. A faithful officiant is not merely a writer. A faithful officiant is a guardian of truth, privacy, dignity, and covenant witness. Say what is truthful, leave out what is private, refuse what is false, and let the ceremony point to Christ.